Where is the love? You know, where is the love that I thought was mine, all mine, until the end of time? And that is the impulse of human life. The impulse of human life really is to love and be loved. And when we are very clear within ourselves what that love is, then we come to realize that everything about us is an expression of that perfect love. So you see, this is true for everyone without exception. There isn't anyone who can really know love in any other way. Love isn't dependent on pleasurable people, places, and things. Love is already present and everything depends on it. Love is pure love, perfect love, which means it's free of anything of a different kind. So everything that arises, arises in love, as love, and through love. And it will never be any way other than that. Now, even though these words may set our hearts aflutter, the enlivening of love occurs in each moment. That's where we recognize perfect love, pure love. We recognize it in relation to our own experience. Love lives in every one of our experiences, whether we experience ourselves as being someone, whether we experience ourselves as being no one, whether we experience pleasant thoughts, emotions, sensations, and other experiences, whether we experience unpleasant or pleasant, love is the force within it all. Everything is a self-presentation of love, the self-sound of love. And there is absolutely no exception to that whatsoever. Now, in the depths of our own moments of everyday life, just as it is, that's where we recognize pure and perfect love. It isn't anywhere else. And so what that means is that in the wild swing of thoughts, emotions, sensations and other experiences that we can never stop in terms of their unpredictable flow, what shines forth from within every single one of those is the great singularity of pure and perfect love. And so first and foremost, we must realize that we are the ever-presence of pure and perfect love itself. We don't have any identity that ever split off from that, that ever became anything else. And this is the epitome or the apex of self-love. Necessarily, our thoughts, emotions, sensations, and experiences encompass everything or everyone. So you could say that we're the center of love, radiating out and shining as everything that appears, no matter what it is. People, places, things, including ourselves, all of these are the shining forth of love. Love is evident in our own awareness of everything. So everything we see, we taste, we touch, we hear, we smell, all of that is the self-presentation of love. All speaking, all thinking, no matter what it is an expression of love. Our different emotional states, no matter what they might be, are pure and perfect love. There isn't a need to go anywhere for love, because love is already present. Love isn't conditioned by special circumstances of any kind. No matter what the circumstances are, they are the circumstances of perfect love. Now, any of us, no matter who we are, we long for this more than anything, and it's irrepressible, as everything is bound by love. There's no way to get out of love. So love is always flashing forth in every single experience, whether we recognize it or not. And the recognition of it is really to just allow everything to be as it is, resting in love. That's what's occurring. Everything is resting in pure and perfect love. Wherever there is the arising of anything, of any experience whatsoever, it is arising in love. It's arising as love, of love, and through love. Now, this might go against everything we've ever really known or considered. However, if we've really felt that we need to reshape the contents of our experience in order to experience love, then we really need to know that that isn't the case. Love is already the case. It's always already so in every appearance, no matter what it is. When we no longer take ourselves to be these appearances, then we really know that we are the expression of pure and perfect love. And this is enlivened in every moment in the actual conduct of our life. So it isn't some kind of place to hide out or to be separated out from everyone and everything in our little love corner. It isn't like that at all. It's a lived reality, a lived expression. Love is lived. And the sign, evidence, and demonstration of love are lived most emphatically in everyday life. This is really amazing. Yeah, it's just like fire is the essence of the sun. So love is the essence of everything that appears. The natural heart warmth that we feel and express in every moment of living, the ability to live with warmth and directness no matter what the situation is. This is evidence of love. Within ourselves, we find that pure and perfect love is really perfect insight in all circumstances, complete mental and emotional stability, no matter what appears, no matter what the wild and woolly swings of life might be, complete mental and emotional stability, profound compassion, which means to live every moment of life as an expression of sympathy and empathy. Living love is skill, it's wisdom skill, which is love skill in all circumstances. The ability to be totally free to love, not needing anything from anyone, not needing anything at all from any person, place, or thing, in order for love to be fully alive. This is really when we begin to truly love, where we enter into true love-heart relationship. And it is as simple as loving ourselves totally and completely. By allowing ourselves to rest in love and to know that that is our basis. In this way, love is enlivened in a way that it grows to have no limit to its expressions. Its expressions are far-reaching. If we have an idea of what love's expressions are, well, love can never be limited by anything like an idea. The expression of love can be peaceful in one moment. It can be entirely wrathful and freewheeling in another moment. But it's always engaged in simple human life. Its evidence is its benefit, its profound benefit in actual simple human living. Living with true love relating is to live completely from the heart, to live completely from the heart of everything as it is. That's the heart essence of life, everything exactly as it is. And this is really the sublime wonder that everyone is already in touch with. How is everyone already in touch with it? Everyone is already in touch with it because that's all everyone is. So it's impossible for it to be hidden or obscured. It's open love. That's how powerful the force of love is. I'm very happy to share this with you, and I can share it with you with complete authority and conviction only because I've found it to be true in my own life. I'm not talking to you about a philosophy or a way to make yourself be. What is being shared here is just reality as it is. That's all. Anything that is suggested, I have found to be true in my own experience. I've found to be true what I knew from the beginning of my life, and that is that everything is an expression of naturally perfect love. Rather than it being something that looks a certain way, love is everything that appears. Everything that appears is a love letter. We can't escape that. Love is so all-giving, all-pervasive, all-wondrous, all-sublime, that absolutely everything is included. Everything is included in its all-encompassing purity. And again, pure means that love is free of anything of a different kind. Everything is of the kind and affinity of love. It isn't of anything else. This is the true heart message in every experience. Wonder of wonders. Wonder of wonders. When we realize that we are an expression of love, it automatically unites everything together. wholesomely unites everything together. It's just absolutely amazing. In our very own experience, we find that everything is wondrously unified in perfect love. So we don't have to try to be nice to other people. We don't need to try to have healthy relationships. We automatically do. We're happy to know everyone and share life together in truly intimate connection that doesn't have to look any special way. You may have noticed that it's impossible to control experience. Love is totally out of control. Love is totally and completely out of control. And really, we wouldn't want it any other way. So you see, when we are able to know that love already is as it is and always will be, then we live life in a completely relaxed way, because we automatically know that we're going to be able to respond with true connection no matter what kind of situation appears. Love is completely filled with deep heart trust of everything as it is. So gone are the days when we feel that we need to figure out what to do, that we need to spend days plotting over situations and circumstances to come to some clarity out of the confusion. Love clarity is always present, and its truly sublime skillfulness cannot be paralleled by any conception or idea of what to do or how to act. Love skill is a spontaneous heart burst of perfect responsiveness. It's perfect dynamism that's present in all situations. Just living life in an ordinary way, a totally ordinary way. Sharing with each other with complete openness and willingness to plunge into all experience that is contained in relating. Complete openness. It's impossible for perfect love to ever close down or withdraw. It's always present, always spontaneously present. When we come deeply within ourselves to see that everything about us, every single thought is what you'd call holy, positive, holy, W-H-O-L-L-Y, holy, positive, everything all at once is holy, positive. All at onceness is the expression of love's force. And so, whether the expression is of a pleasurable thought or one that is horrible, whether the emotion is one that is wonderful or horrible, whether life is boring, dull, and it seems like everything is just in a state of neutrality and passivity, whatever it is, we deeply recognize in ourselves that all of this is the perfect love expression. It all arises wholeheartedly as love. In this way, there's never any need to wonder, where is the love? Where is the love that I thought was mine, all mine, until the end of time? When we find it, we see that, amazingly, it doesn't have anything that it is other than it. It's completely pure and empty of anything other than love. It's naturally present. And its true love force is one of perfect responsiveness in all situations, without exception.